Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace loves without leverage. I've been thinking about how easy it is, even as believers, to slip into a kind of love that has conditions attached to it, conditions we may not even realize are there. We don't usually say them out loud. In fact, if someone asked us directly, we'd probably insist that our love is genuine and unconditional. But when you slow down and pay attention to how we actually relate to people, something else can start to surface. There's often a quiet expectation beneath the surface, a hope that the other person will respond a certain way, grow in a certain direction, or meet us somewhere in the middle. And when that doesn't happen, something in us shifts. Patience wears thin, frustration creeps in, distance begins to form. That's usually a sign that somewhere along the way, love picked up leverage, not in an obvious or manipulative way, but in a much more subtle form. Love becomes tied to outcome. We begin to give in a way that is quietly connected to what we hope to receive back, whether that's change, agreement, appreciation, or even just acknowledgement. But when you step back and look at the way God has loved us, it becomes clear that His love doesn't operate like that. For instance, it says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." There's no leverage in that. There's no condition being met first, no improvement required before love is extended. God didn't move toward us because we were responding well. He moved toward us when we weren't responding at all. And that changes the definition of love entirely. It means love, in its truest form, isn't something we use to influence behavior. It's not a tool to shape outcomes or manage people. It doesn't come with hidden expectations or quiet agreements. It simply gives, because that's its nature. That kind of love can feel risky. Without leverage, it can feel like you're leaving yourself exposed, especially when the other person isn't meeting you in the same way. Everything in us wants to hold on to some measure of control, some ability to steer the situation or protect ourselves from being taken advantage of. But grace leads us in a different direction. In 1 John 4:19, we hear, "We love because He first loved us." That's not just a statement about where love begins. It's a statement about the kind of love we now carry. If His love toward us wasn't based on our performance, then the love that flows from Him through us doesn't need to be either. It doesn't mean we ignore reality or pretend that hurt doesn't matter. It doesn't mean there aren't boundaries or wisdom in how we walk with people, but it does mean that love itself is no longer dependent on what we get in return. And when that shift happens, something significant changes in the environment around us. People may not always respond the way we hope. Situations may not resolve as quickly as we'd like, but there's a steadiness that begins to take root, a kind of freedom in loving, without needing to control the outcome. And interestingly, it's often in that kind of space where love is no longer tied to pressure or expectation that people begin to open up in ways they couldn't before. Not because they were pushed, but because they were finally safe. That's the kind of love grace produces, not calculated, not conditional, not dependent on results, just real, steady, and free. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.